Mr. Chairman, I don't want to waste the board's time, but can I ask a mechanical question since I now have this much sought after seat of secretary? How do I execute these documents? What's the office procedure on that? I guess, how do we? You have to sign there too, Scott.
So typically we have been making occasional visits to the office when a hard signature is required.
Okay.
So I think to the extent that anything isn't time sensitive, some of them have been saved up. Depending upon who was secretary at the time, you might be signing something. David might be signing something depending upon when it was generated.
So someone lets us know when there's something to sign?
Yes.
Jerry, yes. And after the meeting, someone will get in touch with you from our office to work out the mechanics.
Very good. Thank you.
Also, next on the agenda, Mr. Chair, is item 13A, staff report.
Yes. I found my agenda, but thank you. So, yeah, I was struggling a little bit on a singular device. So we are at 13A. So where would we like to start, Dale, with staff reports? You're on mute.
You're muted.
Ah, okay. You mean you want video and sound? What's going on?
All order.
So I think I might be the only staff today with a staff report. And so I just wanted to mention that we have started working with Sagitech on the new pension system for Sisera. They did a brief product demo at our all staff meeting yesterday. And there will be the official kickoff meeting with appropriate parties coming up here pretty shortly. So I just wanted to follow up and let you know that.
The presentation's not still going, is it? Because I've missed the last 2 weeks.
Oh. Yeah.
I said it was a brief demo.
Brief demo.
Yes.
All right. And no other staff reports?
Not at this time.
Sounds like not at this time. All right. 13B, outside professionals report. Do we have any left on our call? It appears not. Hearing none. 13C, trustee comments. Do we have any comments from trustees?
I would just say good job to the new chair. You did well.
Thank you. Yeah, this is not for the meek. It requires, a lot of disciplines to be mastered, including, looking at raised hands and whatnot. But it will definitely get better. I appreciate your kind words. I knew that if I just waited long enough, Todd would eventually retire. So it worked out.
Excellent work. Also, I'd like to close this meeting in honor of Dr. Kent Hobert, who passed away a little while back. He's having a memorial service today, which I'll be playing at. Yeah, but incredible doc. He was part of our system for decades.
Yep.
And so I would just like to honor him by dedicating this meeting to him.
We actually previously adjourned a meeting in memory of Kent, who's my neighbor as well. But we will do it again in his honor and memory in light of the memorial celebration today. So that it's appropriate. He's getting two, and it's well deserved.
Scott, so the event is going to be at the hospital by the cafeteria. There's a bench that's being dedicated to him that will be a permanent fixture on the grounds of the hospital. So if you can make it, it's going to be at around 4:00.
I will try to make it. I did not know about it, so I appreciate the heads up about it. And I can't think of a nicer honor than for him to have that kind of place at the hospital. So that's super wonderful guy. Really great guy. Any other trustee comments? Hearing none, we will adjourn in memory of Dr. Kent Hobert. And I thank you all, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks, all.
All right, thanks, guys.
Great to see everybody.
Thanks, Dave.